This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
So many of the electronic devices we bond with began their lives as a semiconductor wafer, a disk of silicon, upon which is etched the tiny patterns that make microchips work. Chips are born in weird maternity wards, multi-billion-dollar clean rooms where humans and robots work side by side. These places have a culture all their own, starting with alarming white suits people wear so they don't contaminate the product. Marketplace's Mark Garrison got rare access to one of the world's newest semiconductor plants in upstate New York.
You and I are disgusting compared to the Global Foundry's clean room. My gear gets especially dirty looks.
The recording device will be wiped one stroke at a time.
I need to turn this off now then, right?
Yes.
In the microscopic world of chips, a speck of dust is like an oil spill. So cleanliness here makes Howard Hughes look like a garbage pail kid.
A small particle could contaminate months' worth of production at one time.
Before I can go in, logistics manager Edward Cody makes sure every millimeter of me is covered with layers of suit, hood, gloves, glasses, boots, and mask. The door opens and we're inside a sci-fi landscape the size of 6 football fields. It's mostly giant robots and machines. The humans working here call them tools, as if they're sold at Home Depot.
That scanner down there, which is about a $60 million wrench...
And there are rows of them. Just the machines we're standing around cost more than Iron Man 3. This is an $8 billion facility, and counting. It's full of people in white bunny suits looking all the same to me.
How do you know who you're talking to? I mean, do you ever mistake people?
Sometimes, yes, of course. Someone comes.
Technician Sean Bukowski says he knows his clean room coworkers by their eyes.
Even the little bit that they show their eyeballs, you know right away who's who.
Cody shows off a semiconductor wafer in progress, a thin, shiny disc the size of a personal pizza.
There's thousands and thousands of little patterns in there.
It'll be chopped up and put into your smartphones, appliances, and more. To workers, the destination is a mystery by design.
We really don't want anybody to know what that's being used for. We don't label things because of that.
A strange land of secrecy, spotlessness, and crazy outfits. Where all your tech is born. In Malta, New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.